Yeah. I'm not going to find anybody younger for that.
Leo Leatherwood, October the 17th, 2005. How old were you when the war started in 1939? And do you remember what you knew about the war?
Let's see, 30. I graduated from, high school in 39.
Okay. And do you remember thinking about the war or hearing about the news of the war in Europe?
A little bit. There wasn't a whole lot out here early.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of high school, I went to Dodge City Junior College then. Then I went there's about five of us went to Wichita. I was going to enroll in Wichita University.
Okay.
But Boeing was paying such good wages right then, we didn't go to school.
You started to work at Boeing?
Yeah. Worked there, I don't know, maybe a year, I don't remember for sure.
What were you working on the line? Were you assembling?
I was a tool and die maker.
Okay.
I made tools that, for instance, they had drill jigs, and these jigs had to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everything at Boeing had to be perfect.
Did you have any training for that, or did they train you?
They sent me to a school for a little while, and learned a whole lot there. But also, if you know anything about tool and die makers, they're clannish.
Okay.
And if they like you, they'll help you. If they don't like you, you won't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky that they liked me.
What wages did you get?
I can't even remember. I think I started at $0.80, I think.
80 cents an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it went on up. I went up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. Probably I got up to $1.50.
What did you spend all that money on?
I saved it.
You saved it. Okay. And were they building a particular kind of plane?
B-29s.
The big bombers.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing I remember the most is I had a jig I had to make that the motor mounts for the motor on the B-29.
Mm-hmm.
I built the jig that, and it had to be perfect. I mean, within plus or minus 0.005.
Wow.
I worked on that for quite a while.
You must have been good then.
Well, I had some help.
Mm-hmm.
If these guys that's old tool makers, they'd help you if they like you.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like you, they won't help you.
When you went to Wichita, did you had an apartment with the guys that you went with?
Yeah, yeah.
And did you have a car to get back and forth?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Was that different than living in here in Cimarron?
Well, yeah, we had never been in a big town hardly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, after you're there just a little while, it comes around. Of course, I made a lot of jigs, drill jigs and mm-hmm. and forming. Well, it's kind of hard to tell somebody what it was.
Could you describe what a jig looks like?
All different sizes.
Okay.
There may be a jig and they want a hole here, and they want a hole here, and they want one over here, but they got to be perfect. And then they put the thing that goes on the airplane in there, and they drill in them holes so they're perfect.
Okay. Okay.
That's what the tool makers.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it there. But then me and Wilford Osborne decided that our number was probably getting close. We didn't know for sure, but so we decided that we was going to come out. If you wanted in the Navy, at that time you had to volunteer to go in there.
Okay.
And we both got in there.
So why did you want to join the Navy?
Well, I thought it was better than the walking army. Well, I had a friend come back from the army where you walk, and he said, "Leo, for God's sakes, get anything but the walking army."
And if you were drafted, they put you in the army, is that right?
They might have.
Okay.
Probably.
But if you enlisted, then you had a choice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I wanted the Navy. Me and Wilford Osborne.
Okay. So you came back and you enlisted here in Cimarron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the draft board.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, it was a while before they took us. I don't remember how long. It wasn't very long.
Mm-hmm.
We got inducted in Kansas City.
Okay.
And then we were sent home for a few days. Then we went back. We went on into the Great Lakes. And
that was your basic training?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do? What did they train you for?
Oh, of course, I was then schooled as a tool and diamond maker, and
right.
That's what they wanted. But you got to get through these basics first.
Okay.
Were
the basics like the physical part of it?
Well, it was a little bit of that, but it wasn't like the dang army where they work all day.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
When you went to Kansas City and you were inducted, then you came home for a few days, and then you were called or let know that you were supposed to go to the Great Lakes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you got up...
Well, wait a minute. I don't know whether we knew we was going to go. I'm not sure. I can't remember back that far.
Okay. But when you got up there, then that's when you got the clothes? And
yeah.
Okay. And did you have to take a physical?
We had all of our, well, you get a physical every place you go.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know that we got physicals at the lakes. We got physicals at Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Been a long time ago.
Okay. Was this the first time that you had been out of Kansas when you went to the Great Lakes?
No.
No. So you had traveled before?
A little bit. Not a whole lot. But
What did your parents think when you enlisted?
They thought there was a thing to do.
Okay. All right. Because now had Pearl Harbor had already happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I wanted in the Navy because I didn't want in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to walk all over the country on a ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so you went up there, and how long was your basic training period?
Oh, I can't remember. 2-3 months.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly.
All right, and then what happened after basic training?
Well, After basic training, somewhere down the line, I got into a dental company. You know what it is?
A dental?
Yeah, where your teeth need a lot of work on.
Oh, okay.
And I stuttered then, but then I could control it pretty good. But when they started working on my you see, I still stammer a little.
Mm-hmm.
They said that, when they started working on your teeth, that put an extra strain on me. And I had a little trouble talking to this doctor. I said, I'll be all right, just let me calm down. But it wasn't long until they said, you better not, I don't think you ought to be in here.
Okay.
If you stammer just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen guys that was worse than I was that stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't got in that there dental, I'd have been all right.
Right. So when they told you that, then were you discharged?
Well, it took a while.
Okay.
I tried to talk them out of it, but...
Didn't work.
It didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you, in between that time and when you were discharged, did you have duties that...
Oh, yeah. We did a little marching on what they call the grinder.
What was that?
It's just a blacktop area.
Mm-hmm.
And we had certain things, like one thing up there, it gets cold up there, and you might have to be the stoker to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to make sure that the fire's going.
In the stoves?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm. What was your uniform like? What?
Whites.
Whites?
Well, and dungarees in work stuff.
Okay. All right. And you lived in a barracks?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was barracks, it was fence here, and everybody on this side was white, and everybody on that side was colored.
Okay.
They stayed up all night playing poker and everything else and raising heck, but they put us to bed.
So you didn't play poker or cards?
No, they wouldn't let us do that.
The
colored people did.
Mm-hmm.
They made a lot of noise over there.
But you were completely segregated from them?
Just a big fence.
Okay.
So we could hear them.
Mm-hmm. But in the training, they were not in...
No, huh.
So they were in a separate unit.
Yeah, yeah.
From you. And with the uniform, did you have to wash it and maintain it, or did...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And shine your shoes?
Yep. They give us everything.
Okay. And what did you do when you had free time?
Oh, we played cards and read and... Played basketball.
Did you get to get off the base?
Oh, no.
No.
Well, wait a minute. We did one time. We got a liberty to go to Chicago.
Okay.
One time.
And what did you do in Chicago?
Stayed beside the bus station so I didn't get lost.
Did you see the sights in Chicago? No?
Most of us was country boys, and we get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Made a lot of difference.
Did the the person who joined with you, the Mr. Osborne, did he go to the Great Lakes with you?
Yeah. But we got separated up there.
Okay.
They said that we was old buddies, and I don't know why you're not supposed to have a buddy there.
So they put him in a different
outfit.
Okay. What did you think of the food?
Pretty good.
And what kind of food was it?
Just ordinary roast beef, chicken, just like you eat any place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What type of friends did you make, or where were the other men from?
All over the country.
Okay.
Some of them talked a little funny because they was from a different part of the country, but they get along.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you get into any trouble?
No. I never.
Was it hard to take orders?
Oh, no. I knew that before at home.
So the discipline part of it wasn't hard?
No, it wasn't that bad. Okay. Oh, you got a little tired of some of it once in a while, but it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you think you were in there maybe 6 or 7 months?
I don't even remember how
much
it was.
You don't remember? Okay, so when...
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. But when they told you that you probably shouldn't be in there, you tried to talk them out of it?
I tried to talk them out of it. I said, there's 100 jobs in here I can do.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. said, if you're on board ship and you see a submarine and you can't tell them, I said, I'd be able to tell them.
Right.
But they wouldn't listen.
Mm-hmm. Was that your an officer or something
yeah.
that you were talking to?
Yeah.
Okay. So then what happened when they had made that decision? You just waited there?
I just waited there and they sent me home.
Okay.
See, I'd done quit Boeing and I'd quit. Let's see, I was married then too.
Okay. You were married before you enlisted?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What did your wife think about you enlisting?
I knew I was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you just would get in there.
Yeah, get in and get it over
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you know other young men in the community who had been drafted and had gone off to fight?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them here that did that. But you didn't get to talk to them because, see, I was in Wichita, and if they got a furlough, they come home here. Well, I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Wichita.
Okay.
So you didn't get to. Well, Bert Robbins came back from basics in the Army, and he told me, for God's sakes, stay out of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Get in something where you don't have to walk all the time. So I did.
Well, that's true. That was good thinking, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what part, when the war started and then Pearl Harbor, and a lot of people, you know, were drafted or joined, did they join because it was the patriotic thing to do?
Oh, some of them, their number had come up.
Okay.
And some of them was like me, kind of. I wanted in the Navy. I didn't want in the Army.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because Bert, a friend of mine, says, for God's sake, stay out of there.
Right. Yeah. Well, what part do you think being patriotic played in it? Or was it just...
Oh, yeah, there's a little patriotic in it, too.
Were you just expected, though, to either be drafted?
Well, you don't really know when.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When your number comes up. But me and Wilford Osmond, we figured that our numbers was getting close.
Mm-hmm.
We never found out, but...
You wanted to enlist before you got drafted.
That's right. I didn't want in the Army.
So when you were discharged and they sent you home, because you had at one time wanted to go to Wichita State and then you had worked at Boeing,
yeah.
What did you come home to do?
At Boeing.
Oh, you went back to work at
yeah.
Boeing?
Mm-hmm.
As in Tool and Die?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you moved from, or was your wife in Wichita?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just went back to
yeah,
Wichita.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many years did you work at Boeing?
Oh. I can't remember exactly how. Maybe 3 years. I don't know.
Until the war was over.
Well, yeah, I left before the war was over. When I went back, everything had changed. The crew chiefs was different, and the foremans was, everybody was changed around.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to farm.
Okay.
So I told her, I said, we're going to go home and get out on the farm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you did?
Yeah.
Okay. So looking back at that time, when you graduated from high school, but first, when you wanted to go to Wichita State, what were you going to study? Did you know?
I didn't know.
Okay.
Just study, I guess. I didn't have no... But when Boeing was paying so much money, see, out here you couldn't get 35 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And out there they started you off at... I don't know, it was 75 cents. It was better than that. It starts at 75, and then it's a dime raise every month for a while.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it was a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay. Now, Tool and Die makers are different.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't like you, you ain't going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just root you out.
But when you went back, they still liked you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, were there women working at Boeing?
Yeah, but there wasn't in this here Tool and Die.
Okay.
This was all men.
Okay. And the women were working on the line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had really no contact with them.
No contacts with them at all.
Okay. Now, did you get anything like what we call benefits now? Like, I don't know, you just got your salary, you didn't get anything else?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, and how many?
See, I didn't stay, but some of them that I know have stayed till they retired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to farm.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why you were saving your money?
Yeah.
Okay, and when you came back then, did you buy land, or was there
no.
land in the family?
No. Well, I did buy some land.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a big farm, but it was a little farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I did pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And when you look back at those years when you wanted to go to school, worked at Boeing, enlisted, and was in the Navy for a short time, what difference do you think that those years made in your life?
Oh, I don't know. You get, every time you do something, you learn something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main thing. You keep on learning.
Okay.
Of course, when I went back to Boeing, the crew chiefs and the foremans had all changed by the time I was gone there,
mm-hmm.
and they come back and it was different.
Mm-hmm. Did you work, were there shifts at Boeing?
Like, yeah.
And what shift did you?
On the first shift, I was always on the first shift.
And that's the best shift
that's
to be on?
That's the best shift to be on, that's right.
Okay, all right. And
we was working 10 hours a day sometimes and 7 days a week.
Oh, so you didn't get any weekends off?
Oh, some of them didn't. Now, some of them guys wouldn't work all them hours. I would.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most money I ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and you must have liked what you were doing.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. Would you? Did you have a certain aptitude for doing that kind of work?
Well, when I was in high school, I was in what they call manual training, where you build stuff out of wood, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And I took industrial arts on blueprints, so I could read blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty lucky. I mean, I got raises with squares some there, but if you keep your nose clean and get your work done, well,
mm-hmm.
I didn't mind it there.
Were there a lot of people working there?
Oh, golly. Thousands and thousands.
Mm-hmm. And did you have to take your food or your lunch or your break?
At Boeing, they came around with things to eat and you could buy them.
Okay.
And
where did you live in Wichita? Was it close to Boeing?
Oh, probably 15 miles.
And you had a car?
Yeah.
And now your wife, did she work?
She was the beauty operator.
Okay.
She fixed hair and that mm-hmm. kind of.
Okay. When, I had a question I was going to ask you and now it flew out of my mind. So let me look at I know. Where were you when Pearl Harbor happened?
Oh, I was home. I don't remember whether I was working at Boeing and had come home for the weekend. I can't remember, but I know when Pearl Harbor happened,
mm-hmm.
we was all home that day.
Okay. And how did you find out that it had happened? Were you?
Oh, the radio.
Okay, you were listening to the radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember where you were when the war in Europe ended?
I remembered, but I can't remember where I was at.
But you were probably in Wichita working.
Probably.
Yeah. What about the dropping of the bombs on Japan?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me see here. Were you aware of the political events leading up to the war, and when the war started, did you receive news or read about the war?
Oh yeah, it's in the papers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, of course if you're 17 years old, you're not too interested.
Right. You're more interested in having fun, I suppose.
Yeah.
So during high school, what did you do for fun?
Played football, basketball, track, studied a little.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't no A student, but I made B's.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must have been a good enough student to want to go on to Wichita State.
Yeah. Well, out here, you couldn't make any money.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get a job for 35 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs would have been available?
Here?
Uh-huh.
Farm jobs.
Oh, so to work for a farmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and so this area hadn't really recovered yet from the dirty 30s.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, did you get married right out of high school?
No.
No.
I went to junior college.
That's right, in Dodge
City. First, yeah.
And what did you study there?
Football, basketball, track.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. And did you go 1 year, 2 years?
2 years.
2 years. Well, that was fairly unusual, wasn't it?
No, that's what it is, a two-year school.
I know, but fairly unusual for someone to go to college from this community?
Oh, no, there's a lot of them done that.
They did? And did you drive back and forth, or did you stay?
I stayed in Dodge.
Okay.
There was, part of the ones that went to Wichita was